possibility there. Those are, have recommended 35-mile-an-hour speeds on them. The rest of the road's 45. We could straighten a lot of that stuff out. There is a lot of high school kids traffic there. And, again, that would be good if we could do some kind of geometric improvements with these curves right here, where we could actually take that curve out and sweep around like this and make that entire curve effective and make that curve. And that's all in a public political subdivision owned piece of ground now, other than maybe this connection down here. And I think that may be, I'm not sure what the name of that particular property owner, but it may impact what property owner there other than the school.
Okay. Lakeshore intersection, I think we all know where that one is. Lakeshore 76.
Yeah, Lakeshore 76. I think anybody who travels East Highway 76 or whatever. Great River is done for a private individual, not for the city, but in the past, it's done modeling of that intersection. They have some recommended traffic control measures there, storage lanes, geometric improvements. I call this area here the Wild West. You go on the Wild West, and you're just out there, and you think something ought to happen. Well, it might, but it might not be positive.
I see some crazy things happening there.
So at any rate, with the improvements to the bridge and storage lanes and some things like that, that's helped that will help traffic in there some. But you still have, under inclement weather conditions and limited sight visibility, fog and darkness, trucks coming down this hill and having to cope with people that are either coming this way with limited sight triangles or doing some other turning movement there. And then, of course, that's compounded by Kennecuck having significant numbers of motor coaches going in and out of there during their summertime periods. So we think that we could, with a reasonable cost, do some improvements there.
Great River, you have done some preliminary design work for that intersection?
Yeah. We've done some traffic modeling. I didn't personally work on it. King did, but when I saw the model running, it was some pretty significant improvements.
Is it paint or concrete islands or a combination? Or
I think it's a signal.
A signalized intersection?
That was a signalized intersection, but that would include some geometric improvements and help the slope on the road there. I also believe, and we didn't have a lot of discussions, it's been some time ago, but the geometrics of that curve, there's a lot of land there that can be worked with, and there could be some things that happen there. Plus, the approaches from this road have a significant amount to do. Cars can just come out here if they're going to go someplace. Well, now there's this car out in the intersection, or a bus out in the intersection. And others are trying to avoid that, and so, I mean, we have people passing on the right, passing on the left. They're doing all kinds of things in there. And so just actually channelizing the road can be some things that could help with that.
That would be pretty tough if you didn't do anything with that grade, with trucks coming down and having to brake on that hill.
They're doing
when it's
that.
Wet or
yeah, and whether we did anything with it or not, the trucks are doing that now.
So if they don't have to stop.
Well, if somebody's
they slow down, yeah.
Or whatever. But the trick on that is adding a storage lane off to the side so you're not turning in active traffic. You move to a storage lane on the side or a turn lane.
What I meant was trucks going west, the cars that turn, they get off the road, but that truck has to now stop on that steep grade with the light there. And
that's true.
That's tough. Because that's pretty steep grade to stop a load on.
I think that one is 11% is steepest, something like that. I don't know because it's a little outside the city, but I have it in my head. It was like 11 was the steepest. Most of it was somewhere around 8 or 9. So that's it.
I know that we had a lot of discussion on that when we were working on that and looking at that grade.
That's
to make sure it wasn't going to be an issue.
Yeah. Rick, are the improvements that they're doing there at the intersection taking into consideration future three-lane going back up the hill?
If we did this,
yeah.
I would like to think they would. I mean, if we're recommending that, I think that's part of what may be part of the solution here.
that three lane has been in discussion up to T. And it's my understanding that MoDOT's getting ready to do T intersection.
We're getting ready to sign a cost share agreement
to do it.
To T and 76 intersection.
And I did not include that in the kind of the corner up here of District 1. T's in there, but I felt like it was...
It's well underway.
It's already kind of in the agreement stage, and that's a little bit of... I wouldn't have even said anything about Business 65 if it was just that intersection, but there's going to be part of that that doesn't get included. It needs to be. And both T and Business 65 are on MoDOT's planning list, so... that's why T is not on my list, because it's pretty much the process.
If you go ahead and do that, and you signalize that intersection, and later on, three lane is the signalized, bicycles still stay there?
I would say we build the intersection to accommodate future improvements. So the intersection is built to accommodate the eventuality, and we may have two lanes coming down and then widening into an intersection, the storage lanes and all of that, that would reflect what it would look like in the future. But I wouldn't recommend doing this just based on two lanes of traffic. Also, too, all of the bridge improvements are predicated on 20 years of growth. So all the storage lanes and everything there not only are predicated on today, Frank and I were on this value engineering team, but that is with 20 years of existing pace of growth is what the bridge is built for. So I would anticipate we should use those same numbers or equivalent numbers to do that intersection. And I would also say that I don't know what the distance is between where the bridge improvements let off and where this would start. One major piece of infrastructure is in there is the Coon Creek Bridge. And if we're going to do something there, whether we do it here and here, eventually we're going to have to address the Coon Creek Bridge. Mm-hmm. So, now there's space there. The Knox Avenue intersection is there. We have talked with the current owners there, and they have submitted plans to improve Knox Avenue, the angle of Knox Avenue, and that approach right there. So, again, a lot of different pieces to this. Some of it is within the city's scope. Some of it would take county help. But as far as just prioritization, I don't know that we're necessarily saying that there has to be county money in this, although that may be such a thing. But again, just getting it on a priority list and talking about it. And when we have our representatives go regionally and say, well, what's on the list? And they've got something to work with if that's on the list. And then at some point in time, we're just, I mean, eventually all these projects will go down the mountain. The one piece that's under estimate is the bridge is safe and it's adequate currently, but at some point that's going to have to be
okay. Even on Lakeshore, prior to the signalization of the intersection and possible three lane at Mount Branson, I would think that just some channelization, maybe with just with traffic markings, center lines, or painted islands would be beneficial just to keep those people from going on what's going on.
And I would doubt as somebody, a trained professional, to look at that. That's a possibility. There is, I'm not even sure how much I want to say about this. There's a better solution to all of this right here. And that is to reroute that portion of Lakeshore Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Randy, let's go out a little bit farther and let's look a little bit farther to the east here. Back down towards Gantrick and see if we just get a little farther. I don't even know if that's scale. Well, that'll do it pretty much. But basically, what you've got is you've got Lakeshore Drive that skirts the lake, and you've got a 140-foot bluff right beside you. So what you can do down here is pretty limited. Mm-hmm. Now, it's relatively scenic for campers going there, you look like you're kind of on the road to camp, But this is a problem with improving that. But there are many, many other options that could bring this out at a much better intersection. And so if we could get the heavy traffic off of this road and on to another through route that had a better alignment, I think you could solve a whole bunch of your problems. But again, and I'm not sure that looking at a different alignment, I mean, it isn't going to be easy, but looking at a different alignment, which you may not be able to have a very similar cost with a very different outcome. This is always going to be a band-aid on a bad intersection. I don't care what you do with it. I mean, you can't really make much out of that. And this right here, there's not much improvement you can do with that road because you're going to go into a situation where you're in a floodplain. I guess you could blow the block back all the way along. But I think a different alignment here might have some value. So anyway, I don't know that we need to develop that. I didn't tell you about the rest.
Grand Park Road, Clevenger Branch.
Goes underneath the road right there, and so I'm not sure without an aerial on here exactly what we can see. Maybe this right here, but we can talk about it. I think that's probably it. Yes, that's it right there, this little section right here. And it's had some improvements, but it's still a fairly steep downgrade and two steep curves in here. I think that this is a single property owner on both sides of this, and a bit of geometric improvement in this area could help that a great deal. Now, pre-me, I do understand that Sutton County, I do understand that there was a high school student who was killed on that intersection at one point in time. Randy, I think you remember that. And what's happened to this now is it's gotten more and more traffic because this is closed off to 65 now, so a lot of people are coming over here are using this to get down through here that before may have used some other route. So this is getting heavier traffic, plus this is developing, the Paradise Point area and all that continues to develop. As long as Big Cedar continues to grow the way they do, and this is their back door back into town, that little piece right there is continuing to get additional traffic. And again,
that's quite a ravine there, isn't
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm.
For a bridge.
K value when you hit the bottom and go up, is that what that is? How it smashes you in the seat?
Yeah.
Okay, well that one, if you're not ready for it, I imagine has pretty high K value.
Top of the rock is full of plant.
Top
there?
Yeah, this is top of the rock right here.
Okay, so Grand Clark Road does not come into top of the rock at all?
No. It borders the edge of the golf course right here. There's some, retaining wall revetment along there that it separates it.
Because top of the rock is getting ready to have a museum.
I am personally very surprised that they haven't asked to have access this way too.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going, they have to come down yeah. the old highway to get out one way.
Yeah.
I anticipate that's a matter of time situation, but I don't know that.
I just learned this recently. They're going to put it in a museum, and I'm thinking, okay, where's the traffic going to go?
And I believe, again, one of those, if I tell you, they have to kill me, but they've got some other things that they're doing out there. It's kind of unique, and I think we'll actually stimulate some traffic. I think you're right. I don't think there's going to be a lot of traffic out there.
Well, they might come in the west end on down to Graham Clark Road. Is Morris Properties owns most of that down in there, I believe.
They do.
So they could come through their own property, top of the rock, if they wanted to direct their people there.
They could do that too, but eventually the only access down into that area is Grand Clark Road, mm-hmm. unless you go down to Ridgedale and come back north. And so I anticipate that these issues will never get any better. They might get worse, but they won't get any better. I went down to Graham Clark Road, again, a little bit out of my area, to look at again, just to make sure. But